Hello, dear listener. James here. Just a very quick responsy-boo, and I know I'm not really one to make these such things, for Stefano, who made an interesting boo about the dilemma he faced with recording on an Android phone. I've had exactly the same problem with audioboo on my Android phone, and one of the points I was going to make was following on from Simon's very interesting and helpful boo about getting audio from audioboo off an iPhone. Is that on an Android phone, it's stored in a very similar place. It's stored as a FLAC file, 22K, 22.05K. In, I think, the SD card, /data/ audioboo, and there's sort of something like 2.rec. Copy that to your computer using a USB stick or your USB cable. And you can open that ultimately in Audacity in much the same way and edit things down. It is interesting that the audioboo chose to use 22 kilohertz rather than anything higher quality, because that does limit the bandwidth. But I can sort of see their thinking, because if you take a full bandwidth stereo WAV file at 44k, divide that by 2 by flacking it, that's half the size. Divide that by 2 by making it mono, it's quarter of the size, and divide it by 2 once again by reducing the bandwidth from 44k to 22k. So it's an eighth of the size. So that's roughly equivalent to 160k kilobit MP3, but of course with no loss, save for the bandwidth. And of course the microphones on most phones, they're not brilliant. But I really do like the way that they've done their thinking in those terms. There is a lot of consideration about recording and audio bandwidth and sample rate conversions and the way that stuff gets transcoded as it gets uploaded to the internet. That little bit where you upload it and it says it'll be ready in a couple of minutes, it looks like it's transferring it into a 128k stereo WAV, which is kind of weird because that's about the worst case scenario for lossiness, especially. You know, all right, so it's universally playable, but you've innately lost all the quality of the content you originally recorded. I wonder if they keep a high quality version somewhere in the background. It'd be interesting to discover. It reminds me of an issue we've got at work, actually, where CDs, and I'm sure there's somewhere you can probably look up on Wikipedia why CDs are 44.1K rather than 48K, which is pretty much industry standard or multiple thereof of sample rates for audio, because 48K is easy to calculate. And it leads us to issues. If you've got a whole digital infrastructure running at 48K, because that's the frequency television runs at, and digital distribution in general runs at either 44 or 96K. If a CDs are 44.1, therefore, to get that into a digital playout system running at 48K, you've got to do some sample rate conversion. And even that tiny little bit from 44.1 to 48K is basically speeding it up. You have to do maths on it, and the maths is never going to be completely accurate, especially when you've only got 16 bits of resolution. And if your transcoding, your sample rate conversion software isn't really spot on, you get harmonics, which under normal circumstances for pop music and the like probably wouldn't be noticed, certainly when we're so used to listening to MP3 files at 192 kilohertz. But, kilobits rather. But with classical music, the guys who really are the real aficionados are extremely fussy about it, and they've got what's called golden ears. And if there is any sort of hint of harmonics as a consequence of this sample rate conversion, because the originating audio is just basically discarded at that point, the CD sent to a library, and you end up with this 48K thing in your music library, you're stuffed, because that's the best you're going to get. You can only get worse from that, either through the digital distribution or on your FM radio, all of which can, if you've got, like I said, good ears, you can end up picking it up. So large music libraries are very difficult to maintain if you want the best possible quality. I think I'm going to leave it there, because otherwise I'll go into a rant about video and the different file formats and containers and things that they have. And I realise now I've almost hit 5 minutes, and I've been very much enjoying the conversations about the move from 5 minutes to 3 minutes as standard. I haven't really got a massive opinion on it. I mean, to be honest, it's a free service, and I'm happy to pay a small premium because I do use the service. I'll leave it there. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. Oh gosh, and there was me trying to keep it under 5 minutes. I think I'm going to try and keep it shorter and snappier in the future. I guess it's when there's a subject like audio that I get a bit carried away. But one very quick thing for Stefano to say is that I tried the Hi-Q recorder for a little while and I didn't really take to it. My favoured recorder of choice is something called RecForge Free, RecForge. You can actually buy the full version, but I'm quite happy with the version that comes with it. It can record mono, 44.1K, sounds great. It's got gain control, it's got a rather natty looking interface, and works really well for me. And of course, you can save it as either a WAV or an MP3 and then upload it in the same way as you've managed to. So I wish you luck with doing that. As for me, ironically enough, I'm recording this on my iPhone, which is exactly what Audioboo wants, isn't it? Anyway, that's it for me. Bye for now.